I'm delighted to welcome back to the Radio Cafe David Geist. He's a pianist, he's host of Geist Cabaret at Pronzo, and Robert Sinn, vocalist, man about town, hard to pin down. And they are going to be performing a concert of Kurt Vile songs called From Darkness to Light. It's this coming Sunday, the 23rd of June at 7:30 at the Santa Fe Playhouse. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. It's
so
good to be here.
So tell us about Kurt Vile. Probably a lot of people don't know his name, but they've heard a lot of his music.
Kurt Vile was originally from Germany. He started out, came from a family of cantors. He thought he was going to be a classical musician in the German tradition at the time. He studied with Busoni and Engelbert Humperdinck, the original Engelbert Humperdinck.
Right.
And
not the composer of Fly Away, Lesbian Seagull.
No. And he found himself drifting into a different style of music, a cabaret form, a musical form. He collaborated with Bertolt Brecht and had a very successful career in Germany in the 1920s, early 30s. But then his whole life or existence started to fall apart. He was subject to persecution under the Nazis. He and his wife learned that their names were on a list of people who were likely to be picked up, and so he began to look for work outside of Germany and very wisely left, and eventually came to New York and had a very successful career writing Broadway musicals.
Very wise indeed.
Yes.
What a scary moment in history. Now, what were some of the musicals for which he's most famous?
Well, Lady in the Dark, One Touch of Venus, Lost in the Stars, and then there's one that he isn't famous for, which I'm very impressed with and will be dealing with in the show. It was an anti-war musical in 1938 called Johnny Johnson.
Really?
Yes, right.
Don't know that one.
Are
you featuring music from it?
Yes. The final song in the show is called Johnny's Song, or Listen to My Song, from Johnny Johnson, and it's a plea for world peace.
Very interesting. Now, don't forget the Three Penny Opera.
Three Penny Opera, right. I was naming Broadway shows. He was most famous for the Three Penny Opera in Europe. There were productions of it all over Europe, and he also did Mahagani and Happy End, all in Germany.
And he featured the not necessarily most beautiful voice of all time, but very expressive voice of Lotilenia.
That's right. She started out in his production. She was a very pure soprano at the time, always a good interpreter of his work. And then by the time we got to know her in this country, she had a very, what you could call a devastated voice, still a very effective voice, but I always said it sounded like she had Drano on her cornflakes in the morning.
Oh.
So. But there was nothing she couldn't sing. It was very impressive.
And so you are singing, and David is playing the
That's
piano,
right.
And you've been doing this for some years.
Well, Bob and I have known each other almost since I first got to town, believe it or not, almost 8 years ago. And Bob has really educated me as far as Kurt Vile's music goes. I had exposure to Kurt Vile when I was in New York as an audition pianist, and a lot of his music would come through the standards like September Song and Mack the Knife and such. And of course the music of Cabaret, John Kander's music, obviously is highly influenced by Kurt Vile. But my association with Bob and this particular concert, Bob really gave me a historical aspect that I really felt like I really got the tradition of what Kurt Vile's music is about. He really is a protest composer. I mean, he was really embodying a period. It wasn't a pretty sound. It wasn't a pretty time, and the music really reflects that. So my first experiences of him were through the musical Cabaret, but Kurt Vile's music really on its own, it's pretty dark stuff. It really is. The harmonies are very dissonant, and it really hits a certain deep part of the soul.
And it's interesting, some composers and artists and filmmakers respond to dark times with dark art. some respond with escapist art.
Right.
Which is just so beautiful and magical and lifts you out of that so that people can at least forget for 15 minutes.
Right. Exactly.
And some of the American musical songs that he wrote are more escapist than certainly the German materials.
Interesting. So you are playing, Bob is singing. Have you been in a long rehearsal process? I mean, it must be fun to work with one another.
Well, we've worked for about 6 years on other material, and then the last year we've worked almost exclusively on the Kurt Weill material. And I would like to say that as a young person, I was very much interested in the music of the American musical stage. The music of Kurt Weill was the last thing that I got to, and I was in awe of it, and as a young person, I sort of shied away from it, and I sort of joke at this point. At this point in my life, I feel that I have suffered enough through certain things that I have something to bring to the songs at this point.
Yeah.
And remains to be seen, but that's what I'm aiming at.
Bob and I sort of have an agreement. We're calling him Kurt Weill. That's the American pronunciation, and then the European pronunciation is Kurt Weill. So we've sort of
we interchange it
when we talk about him. But just for the sake of consistency, we've been calling him Kurt Weill. But we've been working on this for the last year, and it's been a great collaboration. And Bob and I have, you know, history of working in my cabaret room together, and also at other clubs around town. So this piece, I do think, is the most thoroughly rehearsed, well-conceived piece we've ever done. And I've even created keyboard sounds that I will be using when we do the production at the Santa Fe Playhouse that reflect also the era and the time.
Kurt Weill was very much influenced by American jazz and the orchestrations of the 1920s in America, and he used unusual instruments like harmoniums and accordions and barrel organs and banjos, and it brings a wonderful effect to the music.
So we're using all those in this keyboard that I've got.
We're not talking about a piano.
I'm going to play it on synthesizer, and I'm going to use these particular sounds, accordion sounds and banjo sounds and almost circus-like sounds to create that atmosphere. So I've actually orchestrated it to really enhance the atmosphere.
Kurt Weill also worked with the German playwright Bertolt Brecht.
That's right. They collaborated on three major works, and then that ended with Kurt Weill coming to the United States.
Right. Shall we play a song?
Yeah, let's play a song. Which one do you think would be good, Bob? I mean, we could...
I think the Mack the Knife is good and very familiar to people.
Okay, well, let's hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, the shark has pretty teeth deep, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has McKeith dear, and he keeps it out of sight. From a tugboat in the harbor, a cement bag's dropping down. The cement's just for the weight, dear. Now that Mackie's back in town, if first you don't succeed, then try and try again. And if again you don't succeed, try and try and try. Useless, it's useless, our kind of life's too rough. Take it from me, it's useless, trying ain't enough. Louis Moon disappeared in after drawing out his cash, and McKeith spent like a sailor. Did our boy driver, Sookie Tawdry, Holly Peachum, Lucy Brown. Oh, the line falls on the right, dear. Now that Maggie's back in town, yes, the line falls on the right, girls. Now that Maggie's back in town.
And that was Robert Sinn and David Geist in the performance of Mack the Knife. Now, we know this song both from Bobby Darin singing it in English in this really swinging version, but also La Delenia doing a very, very different style.
Absolutely. La Delenia, just to give a little bit of back history, I mean, she was obviously married to Kurt Weill. But
yeah, she was married. I mean, we didn't mention that before. Yeah. They were husband and wife.
And in fact, I mean, Bob even knows more about the history. I think they were remarried more than once.
Yeah, she divorced him and then decided it was wise to remarry him, and so she did. She was very unfaithful to him, and that's a long story. But she dedicated, in spite of that, after he died, she dedicated her life to bringing his music forward and making it better known, and set up a foundation which still exists in New York to do that.
You know, getting back to the musical Cabaret, as I mentioned earlier, I think that was one of the most brilliant casting choices in the history of Broadway, when Harold Prince put La Delenia in the musical Cabaret, because he tied in that world, he tied in that era just so unbelievably well. La Delenia, she was known for this particular style of singing called Sprechenspiel, which is sort of the turn of the century, turn of the 20th century German singing, where it was partially sung, partially spoken, and it was sort of a growl, and it was not meant to be a pretty sound. It was meant to be something sort of harsh, almost an effect, very intentionally, because of the expressionistic
but
era.
Full of emotion.
Yeah, absolutely. So sort of this speak singing kind of tradition that I think does sort of permeates through the world of Cabaret, not so much the musical Cabaret, but the whole style of people singing intimately. She was really, I think, the pioneer of that. And so I think it's interesting that this music that we're so drawn to is very much, it's a tradition that's carried into, you know, American art form, that speak singing, even Broadway, musical theater. I mean, the real great Broadway people, it's really about the story first. And so even Sondheim will say he'd rather hear somebody speak the song than sing it beautifully. You know, to sing it, just, you know, sing it correctly, you know, in that sense. You know, there's
just because there's so much room for a certain kind of emotional
exactly.
expression.
Exactly. It's more real. Exactly.
But then again, as you were saying, Robert, before, when you've lived a life and you've suffered and you come to a song about suffering, you can bring something to
right.
that
you know
in
to
your
bring
singing.
To it. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, the event is From Darkness to Light, a tribute to the composer Kurt Weill. It's this coming Sunday, the 23rd of June at 7:30 at the Santa Fe Playhouse. And you can buy tickets at the door, or you can go to the website santafehadassah.org. You can also call area code 817-422-1250. Now, this is a benefit for Hadassah?
It's a benefit for Hadassah. They provide... hospitals, trained nurses, provide general medical care in Israel.
And so your money will be going toward that.
That's
and
right.
A lovely evening with David Geist, pianist, and once again host of Geist Cabaret at
Thank
Pranzo,
you, Mary Charlotte.
Which is a wonderful thing. There's this upstairs room in Pranzo that has its own separate and slightly different menu, which is fabulous. And you play piano and sometimes sing and sometimes have guest artists there.
Absolutely. Just to correct the menu aspect, we've gone back to now the original Pranzo menu
for
both upstairs and downstairs. That was just a recent change. But yeah, it's a space that I'm incredibly proud of. And I know you've been so helpful and supportive of what I've been working on bringing to Santa Fe. And
it's good. It's fun.
We have a great time up there, and it's always full of surprises, and we have wonderful guest artists that do come by, Kay Ballard, Sally Kellerman, just to name a few. I mean, we've had Robert Sen. I mean, we've had some really great names over the years, and it's a lot of fun, and we're getting a nice little, mighty little reputation. I'm very, very proud of it.
Yes, indeed, and people who come to Santa Fe from outside of town just visiting, they know to go up there too.
There's been a yearly continuity. I can see guests that come by year after year, so it's been wonderful. Yeah, absolutely.
And Robert Sin, vocalist and man about town.
Bon vivant.
Bon vivant.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe, and we look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.